It's time now for another of our Thanksgiving Day football previews with, this time, Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Coach, an interesting season for you guys looking back. You know, you had some setbacks, but overall some nice rebounds, and you navigated injuries and so on. And just a quick look back on the season, Dan, your overall thoughts of how the kids did.
Yeah, you know, it's another step forward for us, you know, from when I took over here 5 years ago, and that's something that we've been trying to build upon each and every year. You know, I think you summed it up really well. We started off really well with three home games and three wins at home, and ran into a tough stretch with injuries and playing some really good football teams, and were able to bounce back and play good football down the end and make ourselves a playoff contender, get into the playoffs, and you know, here looking to finish up on a positive note heading into Thanksgiving.
You know, I know it didn't end up on the right end of the score, but it was great to see old friend Lou Ciccatelli, his Revere Patriots, playing you guys, because that's been a great rivalry over the years.
Yeah, Lou's a good guy, good coach, and they got a good team up there, and they played really well last week.
All right, so now, Dan, reflections on Thanksgiving. I'm asking coaches to talk a little bit about their personal notes. You know, we talked about the coaches' biographies before the season began, and now we've come full circle. That you know, 4.5, 5 months has flown by. But Thanksgiving Day memories for you, Dan, either as a player, as a coach, or as you know, as a fan, what comes to mind in terms of what Thanksgiving Day has meant for Gloucester football or for you?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this the other day and talking to some of my friends and people in town. And, you know, the first one I remember as a fan was probably 94, going to watch my cousin play up in Danvers. And so, you know, it's a rivalry. It's a tradition. You're playing, you know, this is the one team that everybody that played, you know, throughout the years here at Gloucester recently has played Danvers on Thanksgiving, and that's something you can always circle back to, and whether it's cousins or family members or, you know, whatever it might be, but it's always the one that's circled. It's always the one that's talked about around the table at dinner, and you know, when we get together, you talk about the big games, and Thanksgiving always included in that. It's something. You know, it's tradition. It's throw the records out the book. It's all the cliches you wanted. You know, anything can happen on Thanksgiving. You know, unfortunately for me, my senior year, we had a 19-point lead early on at half and ended up losing 20-19. So, sour taste in your mouth there for the rest of the day, a couple weeks afterwards. But it's just, it's special. Thanksgiving, something that doesn't happen all across the country. There's other teams that are already done with the season. And, you know, we're still playing football. And it's important for people to realize and understand that.
I think for people who are not familiar with the actual rivalry, especially here on the North Shore, but I'm sure across the state as well, it is a very special game. And I've seen Bill and I used to do the Beverly games quite a bit back in the 80s and 90s. And we did Beverly-Salem every single year. And you know, there were times, Dan, when one of the schools was in first place and the other was in last place, and the last place team won on Thanksgiving. Same thing with Lynn Classical, Lynn English. And pretty much the same thing, as I recall, Gloucester-Danvers. When Gloucester had a powerhouse there, there was one year when Danvers pulled off the upset. So it's a rivalry in the truest sense.
Absolutely, you know, and football's a game of emotion, and you know, Thanksgiving can, you know, the tradition games, the rivalry games can bring up the emotions in kids, and sometimes you can ride a hot start, and you can, you know, get down on yourself too early, and things like that. And that's what, like you say, as a coach, anything can happen. Throw the records out the book, and just focus on playing good football this one day. You know, don't worry about what happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future.
Well, in covering football, I know that, you know, coaches are involved throughout the week. And what are some of the special events that go on between, for each high school? I know that you do a luncheon, I believe, that a couple of days before Thanksgiving. But what are some of the other activities that are involved with Gloucester football prior to Thanksgiving? That might include maybe changing things up or practice or whatever it is that you guys do.
Yeah, you know, practice schedule is a little bit different. You know, we've got some more time here going in, giving kids a couple extra days off. I actually just left the school. The kids are down there right now playing a little bit of pickup football, just having some fun. You know, the big thing for these seniors is you realize is that the clock's winding down, and you know it's a game, and you're supposed to enjoy it. And so they're out there right now, pretty much having elementary school recess and picking up teams and just having a little bit of fun out there. Our seniors will have a little bit of fun this week as well and practice with the cheerleading team and do a routine at pep rally as we've done here since I played. And, you know, but you talked about the luncheon. That's a big part when we get together and with the Danvers team and talk a little bit about the game and the rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
The lessons learned and the traditions and all that stuff. So.
Okay, now what's it like for you in your personal schedule on Thanksgiving Day? Because I imagine you have to get over to the field house early, and I imagine you stay late. So what's it like, and include when you get wherever you're having dinner?
It's busy, man. It's a busy day. I'm fortunate enough to have a wife that enjoys the sport and encourages me to coach and bears the brunt of most of my absenteeism during the season. So I'm very thankful to Ashley for that, and helping with our boys at home a heck of a lot more than I'm able to during the season. But yeah, you know, we're down there early, bright and early, you know, for what if I do get the night before, and then the game, obviously. And I don't know, by the time we're sitting down for dinner, hopefully it's not too much past 1-2 o'clock up in southern New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. I remember, you know, every Thanksgiving I would leave the house probably around 8 o'clock, get back around, as you say, depending on where the game was, but 12:30, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and everything was all ready. All I had to do was do the dishes. But you're right about family and spouses and children supporting you coaches. It's so, so important because you're not around in the morning to help out. I'm glad you thanked your family, and I certainly, I'm appreciative of all that they do. And it, you know, in a true sense of the word, it's a sacrifice for many families and for part of the time. But as they say, it's worth it.
Absolutely, you know, and I think we're all fortunate enough, those of us that are doing this, to have people that support us and encourage it and mm-hmm. accept what we do. And the longer you do it, the more appreciative you are to those people.
Absolutely. Okay, Coach, finally, Danvers, you know, they're still in the hunt. They're in the Final Four as we record this, and so they've got that extra game in there. You are certainly familiar with them. What do you expect them to bring to the table? Oh, and by the way, where is the game? I can't find the schedule anywhere.
Yeah, no, we're playing up in Danvers this year, and, you know, it's a good football team. Coach Ryan Nolan's a great coach. You know, we're rooting for them this week as they get ready to play in the Final Four game. You know, they run the ball well. They throw the ball well. They play stout defense, as they have, you know, for most of Ryan's tenure up there. And, you know, it's going to be a good battle. We're going to have to play really good football. But, you know, really just credit to them. They're playing really well and, you know, able to win a couple playoff games here. And they got to face Hanover on Saturday, which is a team that we played week 1 in the playoffs. And I'm rooting for them and wish them all the best.
Yeah, I think we all are. We're all rooting for the North Shore teams. Dan, thank you so much. I'm glad you guys have had such a good season. It's been a lot of great memories that have been built. And thanks for taking the time. But by all means, good luck on Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Rick, same to you and your family. And again, you know, as a student at Gloucester High School who went away for a little bit of time and used your platform to keep up with what was going on in the local sports scene, I just thanks to you and to your staff and guys that put in so much effort to keep, you know, talking about these things and the sports alive and able to allow us to follow things like that.
It's fun. It's fun for all of us, Dan. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. You be well, be good, and good luck.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Talk to you later. That's Dan O'Connor, who is the Gloucester High School football coach and a former student of mine. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.